Rabbi Hashem is welcome to begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Tefillin, the laws of praying the Sefer Av, the book of love, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing the halacha of Tefillin, the mitzvah of Tefillin, and specifically regarding changes and additions to the davening. As Rambam gives halacha off regarding the bracha that was added on to the Shemayin Esrei, making it actually into 19 brachas, the bracha relating to the heretics. B'mei Rabbi Gamliel and days of Rabbi Gamliel, which is discussing which Rabbi Gamliel we're referring to, Rabbi Hamin and B'Yisrael. There was an increase of heretics in the Jewish people. And they would pain the Jewish people, and they were seducing them to turn away from going after Hashem. Once he saw that this was the greatest problem from all the needs of the people that was facing them at that time. So him and his courts got up. They instituted one blessing. That it should be a request in front of Hashem. To destroy these heretics. And they instituted it should be part of the davening. The Shemayin Esrei. That it should be organized in the mouth of every single person. Actually comes out that all the brachas in the davening are not anymore the Shemayin Esrei. The Amida actually is Tisha Esrei brachas, 19 brachas. Halacha Bey is regarding the bracha of what's known as Havinenu. B'chol tefillah shebechol yom. Now, regarding every prayer of every single day, mespal odim tisha esrei brachas eilal l'seder. So the person davens these 19 brachas in a specific order. B'medvim, when we say this, that a person davens all of them as they are, k'shematza daiti mechavenes, when a person finds that his consciousness is focused, u'lashayinu tamar likres, and his tongue is quick to be able to read, to be fluent, but if a person was perturbed and he was in a pressing situation, or his tongue was too short, meaning to say that he didn't have the ability to be able to daven so long, he should daven as follows: the first three brachas of the Shmanasi, and one blessing that incorporates all the middle bakashas into one bracha, and the last three brachas of Yatzu Dechavasi, and fulfills the obligation of the Amida. Halacha Gimel. Now, v'zoi ha-bracha, and this is the blessing shetiknu that the institute me'in kol mitzoyis, that encapsulates all the middle brachas together, where it's called based on the first words, which are the first bracha of Atochein. Havineinu Hashem lekeinu. Hashem, give us understanding, our God, l'das is derechecha, to know your ways, which that correlates to the bracha of Atochein l'odim das. U'moilis l'vavenu l'yiresecha, and circumcise our hearts to fear you, that correlates to the bracha Hashaveinu, bring us back to your Torah. L'sloyach he'ilanu, for forgiveness, you should be for us, the bracha of Slach Lanu, li is gum, to be redeemed, the bracha of Goel Yisrael. Rachakeinu mimachiv, distance us from pain, correlating to the bracha of Rafa'inu. Vidashneinu vishachneinu b'no'is artzecha, and let us flourish and reside in the bounty of your land, and that's the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. Unefeitze me'arba, and those who are scattered from the four corners to Kabbat, you should gather, it's the bracha of the Kabbashay for Gadol, L'chiriseinu. V'hatoyim, and those who stray, B'daitchi shafetu, with your consciousness, they should be judged. That's the bracha of Hashiva Shavtinik of Yerushayna. V'al Rishoyim tonif yudach, and on the wicked you should lift up your hands. That's the bracha of V'lamashinim, Atei Sikva. V'yismuch ha-tzadikim, let the righteous rejoice. That's the bracha of Al Tzadikim. B'vinyan Yerecha, with the building of your city. That's the bracha of Yerushalayim Yerecha. V'tikin Echalecha, and with the remedy of your the building of your sanctuary, fixing it, with the sprouting of the pride of David your servant, which is the bracha of Estzemach, and with the preparing of the lamp, to the son of Yishai, your anointed one. And then it goes to the last bracha of Shemayat Tefillah, term nicker, before we call out, Atasena, you're already responding, like it says the pasuk in Yishaya, V'hoya, term recrow, and it was going to be before they call out, V'aniyana, and I'm already responding, says Hashem. They're still speaking, I already hear them. Because you respond at all times. You redeem and you save from all difficulties. Hashem, the one who hears the prayer, that's the one bracha of Havineinu. Now, halacha dal b'met, when do we say this, that one would fulfill his chiv of the Shemayin Esrei with this abridged version of Havineinu? That's only b'moisacham, it's only in the summer months. But in the winter months, you cannot have an Avinenu. Why? Because you have to say the request of rain in the bracha of the blessing of the years, which is the bracha Baruch Aleinu. And you can't just incorporate that into the bracha of Avinenu. Chem mevatzah Shabbos as Yom Tovim. So too, matzah Shabbos after the Ma'ariv after Shabbos and Yom Tovim. Ein mesbal avinenu. You cannot daven avinenu then either. Nishat tzorach lem havdol b'chein ados, because you have to insert the bracha of the separation of from the holy and the mundane in the bracha of b'chein ados, which again you can't just introduce that into the text of Havinenu. So then you cannot say the bracha of Havinenu. Halachay, regarding the middle bracha, as we're saying, sometimes there's only going to be one middle bracha, as we said, b'havinenu, so too, b'shabbos b'yom tevim, which those are not days of supplications, they're days of rest and rejoicing. So there also we don't say the 18, 19 brachas, we're also going to say only seven brachas. Mispal sheva brachas, you say seven blessings, b'chol tefillah, tefillah from every single one of the prayers, ma'abit tefillah shalai sayim, from the four prayers that you say that day. You say the Shalosh Roshanis, the first three brachas, the Shalosh Roshanis, the last three brachas, the Baruch HaMtzois, Me'in Oisayim, and the middle bracha is regarding the content of that day. B'Shabbos, so regarding Shabbos, Chais Min B'Baruch HaMtzois, you end the middle bracha, Mekadosh HaShabbos, that he sanctifies Shabbos, U'B'Regolim, and regarding the Yom Tovim, Chais Min B'Baruch, you finish the bracha, Mekadosh HaShabbos Man, that he sanctifies the Jewish people and the times, because it's the Jewish people in the Kiddush HaChidush that are involved in the sanctification of those designated times. Then Hayu Shabbos V'Yom Tov, if it was both Shabbos and Yom Tov, Chais Min B'Baruch, then you conclude the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos B'Yisrael V'Zman, that he sanctifies Shabbos, the Jewish people, and the times. Rosh Hashanah, Chais Min B'Baruch, regarding Rosh Hashanah, you finish the bracha. Melech HaKol HaAretz, king on the entire land. Mekadosh HaYisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, sanctifies the Jewish people and the Day of Remembrance. V'Mayi Shabbos, and if it was Shabbos, Chais Min B'Baruch, then you conclude the bracha. Melech HaKol HaAretz, king on the whole land. Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, sanctifies the Shabbos, the Jewish people, and the Day of Remembrance. Halach Abav. But when we say this, that on Rosh Hashanah you say only seven brachas, is betfilas armes b'shachar semincha. Ma'ariv shachar semincha. But the Musa Barashana, Mispal Tesha Brachas, then you say not seven but nine brachas. You have Shalash Hashanah, Shalash Hashanah, Shal Kol Yom, as you always have, the first three and the last three, that's six. And then you have Shalash Hamtzayis, you have three middle ones. Rishonim and Hamtzayis and Yonah, the first of the three middle ones, its idea is about Malchis, about Hashem's reign, about his kingdom. Shnir, the second one is Zechrein, is about how he recalls things. And Shlish, the third one is Shefar, is about the Shefar, the Chesim, Chalachs, Menyana, and each one, you end up that bracha regarding the content of that bracha. Halacha Zayin B'Yom Kippurim, on the Day of Atonement, the 10th of Tishrei, Mespal v'chol tefillah, mechamesh tefillahs, from all the five tefillahs that you daven, you make sheva bracha, seven blessings. Shalosh Hashanah, Shalosh Hashanah, again, the first three and the last three. V'mtzayis me'ein hayoyim, in the middle one, is regarding the content of the day of Yom Kippur. And v'chayisim v'chalachsimim, and by every one of those five tefillahs, you end off the bracha, melech ha'kol ha'aretz, king on the whole land, mekadosh HaYisrael B'Yom Kippurim, who sanctifies the Jewish people, and the Day of Atonement. And if it falls out to be on Shabbos also, that's Yom Kippur. So then you end off each one of those Shemayin Esrei's, Melech HaKol HaOretz, Mekadosh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael B'Yom Kippur, that he's king on the whole land, sanctifies the Shabbos and the Jewish people in Yom Kippur. Halacha Ches. Now, when we say this, it's the day of the fast, meaning the regular Yom Kippur of every single year. That's on the Yovel, the Jubilee year. That's once every 50 years. Mispal tefillas hamasaf, and then actually in the Musaf you're going to daven tesha brachas, nine blessings. K'moshe ispal b'Musaf Rosh Hashanah, the same davening that you say on Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Vein oisna brachas asma, it's the same exact blessings. Le'pachas b'leyosin, not less, not more. But vein mispal noisna el bezmancha yovel noy. But you only say such a Musaf in Yom Kippur only when the laws of Yovel apply, when all of the Shvatim, the Jewish people, are in the land of Eretz Yisrael, which is no more at this point, because when they were, then the halacha of Yovel is compared to the halacha of Rosh Hashanah, and it gets the same exact Musaf. Halacha this continues regarding how we open up and end every Amida. B'chol tefillah matfilas, by every single one of the prayers of the, what we call the Shemayin Esrei, the Amida, Peseach koidin lebracha rishayin, you open up before you say the first blessing, you say, Adonai, my master, Safasai tiftach, my lips open up, Ufiyah getel secha, and my mouth should say your praise. K'shachayisim, a sefer tefillah, when he ends off at the end of the davening, he says, Yil ratzen, may be the will, imri fi, the words of my mouth, begoyim, etc., the end of that pasuk. And ba'achkach tzor lachar, and then he takes steps back, and he ends the Shemayin Esrei. So, Rosh Chodeshim u'b'chol l'shamayim, regarding Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the month, and the Chol l'shamayim, the intermediate days of a Yom Tov by Pesach and Sukkot. Mispal arvis, so by Ma'ariv, Shachris u'mincha, you daven teshei esrei brachas kesha yami. You do the 19 blessings like every regular day. But v'im b'avod, you say in the bracha of Ritzay in the service, Elikeinu b'kevazena, our God and the God of our fathers, Yalav Yavai, may be elevated and come, etc. A whole prayer that mentions what you insert regarding the Chayil HaMoed and that of the Rosh Chodesh. the musaf of chilas shemayid. Now regarding musaf on chilas shemayid, mispal tefillas hamusaf, so you daven the musaf prayer, kamesh mispal b'yamtiv, like the way you say it on yamtiv. But rish chadashim and rish chidish, by the musaf mispal sheva brachas, you say seven brachas. You have shalosh roshanim v'shalosh achrayim, the first three and the last three. And memtzayis the middle brachas main carbon rish chidish is regarding the content of the carbon of rish chidish. V'chayisim by the end of the bracha mekatish yisal b'rish chadashim, that he sanctifies the Jewish people and the beginnings of the month. Halachah Yud-Alf. Shabbos shechal b'chol shemayit. What's called Shabbos chal amayit. Shabbos that falls out on one of the intermediate days of the Yom Tov. And v'chim rish chedesh shechal is b'shabbos. So too, but let's say it's Shabbos rish chedesh. It's rish chedesh on Shabbos. So then mispal arvus v'shachar mincha. You're going to daven, you marry v'shachar mincha, sheva bracha, seven blessings, k'shachar Shabbos, like all other Shabbos. V'oim yal v'yavay b'avayda. And you say yal v'yavay in the bracha b'rtzei. Now b'musif, so you start that middle bracha, which is only one bracha, starting off with the topic of Shabbos. You also end off the end of, like, Yismuch v'machuscha, you end off also talking about Shabbos. You talk about the sanctity of the day, of, like we said, whether it be Rish Chodesh or Chalamayit, in the middle of that middle bracha. And so you're starting with Shabbos, putting in Rish Chodesh or Chalamayit in the middle, and ending with Shabbos. And then Mechazin, but then the end of it, meaning you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and you finish that middle bracha, you end off Berosh Chadashim with Rish Chedish. So you say Mikadosh Hashabbos V'Yisol Berosh Chadashim. Bless you, Hashem, who sanctifies the Shabbos, the Jewish people, and the Rish Chadashim. And B'Chol Shemayit, regarding Chol Shemayit, Yechesim Bal Kamayshu Yechesim B'Yamtiv Shachalis B'Shabbos. The way you end off when it's a Yamtiv that falls out on Shabbos, which we said Mikadosh Hashabbos V'Yisrael B'Hazman. Halachah Yud Beis B'Yamtiv Shachal Liyas Be'Echa B'Shabbos. If Yamtiv falls out to be on a Sunday, so Mispal B'Bracha Revis B'Laylo. So by the fourth bracha, the middle bracha, on Matzah Shabbos, which is the night of Yom Tov, so by that fourth bracha, you say Vatoydienu instead of when you say Abdullah, you don't say regular Abdullah because it's not Mekodesh L'Chol. It's from one holy Shabbos to a different holiness of Yom Tov. Say Vatoydienu Mishpatei Tzidkecha. Let us know the judgments of your righteousness. Vatelamdenu Lasas Chukar Tzenecha, and teach us to do the statutes of your will. Vatitin Lano Hashem Lekenu, and but He gave us Hashem Lekenu. Hashem our God, Kedusha Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos, Chavod Moed, and the honor of the Yom Tov, Chagigas Regal, and the celebration of the festival. Being Kedusha Shabbos, L'Kedusha Yom Tov Ivdalta, between the holiness of Shabbos and the holiness of Yom Tov, you separated, which we're going now, in this case, from Shabbos to Yom Tov. V'esim Eshri M'sheshesh Mi'amaseh Higdashta, and the seventh day from the 6 days of creation, you sanctified. V'ivdalta V'higdashta, and you separated, and you sanctified, as Amach Yisob Kedusha Secha, you Jewish people, with your holiness. V'atein Lon Hashem L'kenu, and you gave us Hashem our God, Mayadim L'simcha, festivals for joy, and Chag Mezman L'sasin, and different holidays and times for rejoicing, v'chulu, etc. Now, uva Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yom Tov, but on a regular Matzah Shabbos, a regular Matzah Yom Tov of all year round, Mavdul Ba'atachin, you do have Dala separation in the Bracha of Atachinin, after Bishra Mavdul Al-Kais, even though you're going to be making Abdullah on a cup of wine, still you do it also in the Shemayin Esri itself. Halacha Yigimah continues with Chanukah and Purim. The Chanukah of Purim, which are these rabbinic holidays, Maisivim Bahidah, we add on in the Bracha of Maidim, you add on the text of Al Hanisim regarding the miracles that were done on those festivals. And Shabbos Chalis B'Chanukah, which there's 8 days of Chanukah, so one of the days is going to be Shabbos at least. So Maska Al Hanisim B'Musav, you mentioned Al Hanisim also in the Musav Kamesha Maska B'Shar Tefillas, like you mentioned all other Tefillas of Shachris Mincha Emayr. Halachi Daud regarding the prayer of Anenu. B'Me'at Tainis, on the days of fasting, Afila Yochet She'esana, even an individual that's fasting on his own Tainis, Maisa B'Shmei Tefillah, he adds on in that last bracha of the middle brachas of Shmei Tefillah, Anenu B'Chulu, the prayer of Answer Us, etc. Now the Chazan, the one who's davening for the Amid, he says that its own independent bracha with its own conclusion. He says it being Goyle Reife, not in Shemayit Vil, but between the bracha of Goyle Yisrael and Refeinu. And he concludes Baruch Atah Hashem Ha'ina Be'ez Saro Mashiach, who referring to Hashem that he responds in the difficult time and he saves. And Benimtz Mispal Esen Barachas comes out that day you're davening not 19 brachas but 20 brachas for the Chazan. Tishbav, on the 9th of Av, Meisifim B'Bayin Yerushalayim, we add on to the bracha B'Bayin Yerushalayim, Rachim Hashem Lekeinu Hashem, have mercy, Hashem our God, Aleinu, Bal Yisrael Amecha, on us and on your Jewish people, Bal Yerushalayim Yerecha, and on your city Yerushalayim, Bal Ira Avela, and on the morning city, B'chul, etc., a whole text of Nachim. Lachat Hazvav, regarding the mentioning of rain and the asking for rain, which are two different things, Kol Yimei Shamim, all the winter months, you see in the second bracha of Shemayin Esrei, you say, that Hashem brings down the rain. in the summer months. Moed HaTal, that it brings down the dew, because you don't want rain in the summer months. Now, Me'imis HaEmem Moed HaGeshem, but when you start saying this praise that Hashem brings down the rain, so it's Mitzvilas Musafin, from the Musaf prayer, Shal Yom Tov Ach Shachag, from the last day of Sukkot, meaning from Shemini Atzeres, by that Musaf, which is when we start saying Geshem, Tefillah Shachar Shal Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, until the Shachar's prayer of the first day of Pesach. Now, Mitzvilas Musafin Shal Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, and from the Musaf prayer of the first day of Pesach, then you switch, and then you say, Murid Atal, we dam for Tal, that he brings down dew. Look at Zayin. Now, Meshivyam Ber Mecheshvan, from the seventh day of Cheshvan, only from then, not like we said, you don't want to ask for rain yet because people still have to get home from the Yom Tov of Sukkot in the Beis Hamikdash. So, from that point on, Shon Nesek Shom Bechas Shom, they would ask for rain in the Bracha Baruch Aleinu, and that is Kozman Shemaskei Hagashem, as long as you're mentioning the rain, meaning up until, like we said, the first day of Pesach, like we said before. But Medvim, when we say this, that's by Eretz Yisrael, that they do, then they do it early because they need rain. So they start already, basically by Sukkot's time, they just wait till the 7th of Cheshvan. Aval Beshinah, but in Bavel, over Surya, which we have the Minhagma Bavel, over Surya and Syria, over Mitzrayim and Egypt, Mekoymas Asmuchim Le'elu, and places that are close to these places, that are similar to these type of geographical places. Shal Nesek Shaman Be'yim Shishim Achat Tekuvas Tisha, you only ask on day 60 after the Tkufa of Tishrei, which these places are very low down areas. They don't need so much rain. So therefore, you only start at a later point in time, which is 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei, meaning a solar year is 365 and a quarter and 6 hour days, which there's four Tkufas. Tkufas Nisan, Tammuz, Tishrei, and Tevis. And they're all 91 days and 7.5 hours. So by Tkufas Tishrei, 60 days after that is when the rest of the world would begin asking for rain. Halach Yitzayin. Now, Mekoyim Hashem Tzrichim L'Gsham B'Maisacham, a place that need rain in the summer months, not like what we said before that we don't need rain, could go in, for example, Iyah Hayam HaRachayim, the distant islands that are by the water, Shon Nesek Shamim B'Eisha Him Tzrichim L'Hem B'Shemei HaTfilah. So they do ask for rain because they need it, but they don't do it in the Bracha Baruch Aleinu, they do it in the Bracha of Shemei HaTfilah, which is their personal request that they need for their places. Now, in places where they, in Galis, in the diaspora, that they make yomtiv, not one day, but 2 days. So, still, you're going to say Merid HaGeshem by the Musav of the first day of Shemini Atzeres, not what we call Simchas Torah. And you daven it again all throughout the winter months. You don't do it the second day, you do it already on the first day. Halach Yitches, regarding the Atzeres Mechuba. Specifically the 10 days of repentance from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Kol Hashanah Kula, the entire year, Chesem HaBracha Shlicha, so you end up the third bracha of Shemayin Esi HaKel HaKadosh, the Holy God. Ubebirchas Ashtei Esri, and the 11th bracha, Melech Oiv Tzedakah Mishpat, the King who loves righteousness and justice. But Rav Aser Sayom Shem Rosh Hashanah Ad Matzi Yom Kippurim, but in the 10 days, that's from the beginning of the year, which is the first of Tishrei, until the end of Yom Kippurim, which is the 10th of Tishrei, Chesem HaShlisha is you end of the third bracha, HaMelech HaKadosh, the Holy King. Ube'ashtei Esrei, and regarding the 11th bracha, HaMelech HaMishpat, the King of Judgment, because then Hashem is like in his role of King, of judging the world on those 10 days. Halacha Yitest. Now, Yesh Mekayim says, certain places, Shenogu Lohisa Basaras Yom Elu, that their custom is to add on in these 10 days, Bebracha Rishayin, in the first bracha, Shemayin Esrei, Zorchein, L'chaim, V'chulu, recall us for life, etc. Ubashni, by the second bracha, Micha Meicha, Abarachim, and Begayim, who is like you, merciful fathers or father, etc. Ubaydon, by the bracha, Maidim, Zachayra, Chamecha, V'chulu, recall your mercy, etc. Umesif, Bebracha Rishayin, and they add on by the last bracha, by Sim Shalom, Besef, L'chaim, V'chulu, in the book of life, etc. And the Chenish Bekaimis, and there are also places, Shenagul, Hesed, Basaras, Yom Elu, that their custom is to add on in these 10 days, bebracha shlishes by the third bracha, ubechein ten pachtecha, what by in the bracha of Kel HaKadosh, and therefore give your awe, ubechein bechulu, and give etc. That's some places have the custom in Aseres Mechuva. Of Rishonim Mikipurim, which is the custom that everyone has, Rishonim Mikipurim minig pashut, who it's a widespread custom, lahisa b'shlishes, to add on the third bracha, ubechein ten pachtecha, which is the text on Rishonim Mikipurim, to have those words there in the third bracha of Davening.